the time, join the morning show.
And now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilk.
Happy Monday, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Huggy?
What up, TJMS? How y'all doing on this melodious Monday morning? Because I'm doing mighty fine. Mighty fine. I'm still here in J. Anthony Brown's hospitable hometown of Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Me and Chris Paul had a blast this weekend, y'all. Jay, if you wouldn't have moved to L.A., you would have been weighing about 500 pounds right now. I've gained 50 pounds, and I've been here since Friday. They don't have nothing but some food spots in Columbia. We ate a lizard thicket,
yep.
Zach's Beast, Captain yep. D's, Waffle House. We had ourselves a good old Gabourey Citibay buffet. And Tom and Sybil, everybody and their mama went to school with Jay. I met 10 of Jay's best friends, 1,000 classmates, and a couple of women he used to date before he got vitiligo. But Jay, Columbia, South Carolina, love you as well they should, because you are a hometown boy doing good. But know this. As soon as you mess up or do something that shame your South Carolinian kinfolk, Columbia ain't going to claim your ass no more. Mm-mm. Columbia going to say, he ain't really from Columbia. He from Orangeburg. So you don't do nothing to shame your hometown folks like the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh.
Wow.
Damn. What a difference a year makes. R.I.P. to Dallas Mavericks. Rest in Papados. I mean, one minute you're on top of the world riding on a championship. The next minute your ship is swept away like the Titanic sinking in the OKC. Did y'all see the Oklahoma Thunder beat the Dallas Methuselahs?
Methuselahs.
They didn't just sweep the Expendables. They pulled out the sweater on those old nifters. And I blame Mark Cuban. How the hell you break up last year's championship squad? You got rid of little J.J. Barrera,
yep.
Tyson Chandler, Deshaun. Remember the Bama had the Abraham Lincoln tattoo on his neck?
Yeah.
Yep. What happened to him? And all you got was Chloe and Lamar Odom? Of course you was going to get swept in the first round. Have your squad have AARP cards. And congratulations to Floyd Mo Money Mayweather for beating Cotto. God, I need Rosetta Stone to pronounce his last name. And did y'all see 40-year-old Sugar Shane Mosley?
Yes.
Oh, man, that 20-year-old Alvarez, they was fighting on the undercard of the Mayweather-Cotto fight. That 20-year-old Alvarez, that young boy was meta world piecing the shiggity out of Sugar Shane Mosley. Sugar Shane looked like a pinata with a tattoo after that fight was over. But I hear Mark Cuban is looking to sign Mark Mosley as a Maverick. Y'all hear about that one?
No.
He might as well. He's about 40. He's about the same age as the rest of them.
Okay.